Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Moed Katan has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas, Peril Bas Rabbi Yehoshua Heschel HaKohen.
Starting Bezos Hashem the Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, which begins with the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Our Mishnah gives a list of those that are mutter to be Megaleach during Chol Moed, and so too those that are allowed to be Mechabes during Chol Moed. From there, the Gemara is Medayik, that only those that are mentioned in our Mishnah are mutter. Everyone else are aser. The Gemara asks, "Ushar kol adam maitayma asurin." To explain the Gemara's kasha, we have to be makdim that we find in Tesis, that Tesis explains that really Giluach should have been aser for one of two reasons, either because Giluach itself is considered a malacha, or based on the fact that Giluach involves tircha. And based on the fact that Giluach involves Tercha, for that reason Giluach should have been Asar on Chol Moed. Now getting back to the Gemara, that the Gemara asks, Ushar Kod Amaitai Masurin, even though again, as Tesis explains, there is a reason for Giluach to be Asar, either based on the fact that Giluach is considered a Malacha, or based on the fact that Giluach involves Tercha, we find three basic Mahalchim in the Rishonim. Tesis explains, based on the fact that Giluach is considered Otzerech HaMayid. And since he's being Megaleach Otzerech HaMayid, for that reason, Gemara asks, Shar Kol Adam Maitayma Asurim, there should be a heter to be Megaleach Otzerech HaMayid. That Giluach is considered Otzerech HaMayid, Uchir one can explain, based on that we find in the Aruch HaShulchan, in Simon Tov Kof Amad Aleph, that it is an evil for him, Leilech Begoyd Osiris. It is disgusting for him to go around with long hair. And so too the Aruch HaShulchan says, V'gam tzar hu l'mi she'inim morgo b'kach. In other words, it's uncomfortable for him to go around with long hair, and therefore it is considered a tzarech hamayid. And based on the fact that it is considered a tzarech hamayid, for that reason the Gemara asks, why is there an iser to be megaleach during Chol Moed? That is the first pshat in Tesis, to explain why the Gemara understands that there should be a heter to be megaleach during Chol Moed. The second pshat in Tesis is based on the fact that Giluach is considered l'kavod hamayid. The Giluach itself is considered l'kavod hamayid, just like we see that there is a chiv to be megaleach before Yontif, because again, Giluach is considered l'kavod hamayid. And therefore the Gemara asks, why is there an iser to be megaleach? One should be allowed to be megaleach because again his giluach is being done l'kavod hamayid, in order that he should not be menovel during yontif. That is the second pshat of Tesis. The Ramban and Ritva on the other hand explain a third mahalach in the Gemara's kasha. The Ramban and the Ritva explain that anything that is tikon hagof yoifiyai is considered ketzirech eichel nefesh dami. Anything one does to one guf to make his guf look nicer is considered ketzirech eichel nefesh dami. That is how the Ramban and Ritva explain our Gemara's kasha. That based on that, that tikkun haguf is considered like eichel nefesh, for that reason there should be heter to be megaleach, just like one is allowed to do any malacha ketzirech eichel nefesh. Well, here there are two nafkaminas between these mahalchim, if one understands the Gemara's kasha, is based on the fact that the Giluach is being done on Tzerech HaMayir, or if one understands like the Ramban and Ritva, that any Tikkun HaGuf is considered like Tzerech Eichel Nefesh, and therefore the Giluach should be mutter based on the Heter that one is allowed to do Malacha Tzerech Eichel Nefesh. First of all, is that the Gemara understands that there should be a Heter to be Megaleach, is that only a Maisa Hedyet, only unskilled work, only unskilled giluach, the Gemara understands she mutter, or even a giluach that involves a maisa uman, even giluach that involves skilled work, still the Gemara understands that even such a giluach should be mutter. According to Ramban and Ritva, just like one is allowed to do a maisa uman with tzarech eichel nefesh, so too one will be allowed to do a maisa uman with tzarech tikkun hagof, which again, according to Ramban and Ritva, is considered like a tzarech eichel nefesh. On the other hand, according to Tesis, that understands the heter is based on Tzerech HaMayid, only a Maisa Hedyet will be mutter, just like any time Tzirech HaMoed only allows one to do a Maisa Hedjit and not a Maisa Uman. And so too we find in the Magen Avraham, in Simulation and Office of Katanei and the Goyen, that the Magen Avraham and Goyen both understand that the Heter that we are referring to is a Heter to do a Maisa Hedjit and not a Maisa Uman. And therefore, as far as the Heter that is mentioned in our Mishnah, for those that have a Heter Giluach, what type of Giluach are they allowed to do? According to Ramban and Ritva, they are even allowed to do Maisa Uman, because again, the Melacha that they are doing is being done with Tzerech Eichon Nefesh. On the other hand, according to Tesvis, only a Giluach which is considered a Maisa Hedjit is Mutzer. A Giluach which would be considered a Maisa Uman is Aser even for those that have a Heter of Giluach. That is one Nafkamina between Tesvis and the Ramban. Another nafkamina is as far as the halacha that one is not allowed to mechaven melachte lemayid. One is not allowed to go and push off his melacha for chol mayid. According to Tesis, that the heter that we are referring to as the heter of tzerech hamayid, one would not be allowed to mechaven melachte lemayid. Just like any tzerech hamayid, one cannot push off melacha that is necessary with tzerech hamayid to chol mayid. If one has the opportunity to do the melacha before the yontif, he is not allowed to push off the malacha to chol ma'id. And if he did, he would not be allowed to do the malacha, even though he is doing the malacha at tzerech ha-ma'id. That is according to Tesis. According to Ramban and Ritva, that we are referring to the heter of tzerech eichon nefesh, even if one would be mechaven malachte b'ma'id, it would still be mutter. Just like any time with tzerech eichon nefesh, one is allowed even to mechaven malachte b'ma'id. And therefore, as far as our Gemara's Kasha is concerned, according to Tesis, that the Gemara asks Ushar Kodam Eitai Masurin is referring to if one was not Mechavim Malachte B'mayit. If one would be Mechavim Malachte B'mayit, there would be no Heter whatsoever. On the other hand, according to Ramban and Ritva, the Gemara is even asking that one should be allowed to Mechavim Malachte B'mayit. Even if one could possibly have done the Giluach before Yontif, still the Gemara asks he should be able to do the Giluach on Chol HaMoed itself. Based on this Machlekes HaRishonim, L'chaira one can explain that we find a seeming Machlekes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi as far as the Heter Giluach which is mentioned in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah we find that there is a Heter for Menuda Shetiroi Chachamim to be Megaleach during Chol HaMoed. And so too there is a heter for someone that was Nishal Chacham Vahutzar. The Yerushalmi asks, Hani Lama Yitiru, why do they have a heter of Giluach? V'oli Pashash, who both Nei HaMayid. In other words, he could have come before the Mayid of Nei Chachamim Lahatzulay to matter for him his Nidui. And so too in the next case, that someone made an Eder, he had the opportunity to come before Yontif for the Chacham to matter his Neder. The Yerushalmi explains that we must be talking about a case that there was no such opportunity. Had they had the opportunity for the Menuda to matter his Nidoy and so too for the Neder to matter his Neder, then there would be no Heter Giluach whatsoever. That is the Shita of the Yerushalmi. The Rambam and Rif and so too the Mechaber are Medayik. From that the Bavli did not stipulate that the cases of our Mishnah are talking about in a case that there was no opportunity to take care of the Nidui and the Neder before Yontif, one sees that even if they had the opportunity to take care of their Neder and Nidui before Yontif, still the halacha is that they have a Heter to be Megaleach during Chol HaMoed. L'chaira, one can explain the Machlokes as follows, that the Yerushalmi understands that had they had the opportunity to matter the Nidui and Neder before Yontif, by them not taking up that opportunity, that itself will be considered as if they were mechaven melachtam b'moyed, and therefore they would have no heter giluach. Again, based on Tesvis, the whole heter giluach is only based on that the giluach is a tzerech ha-moyed. A tzerech ha-moyed does not allow one to mechaven melachte b'moyed. On the other hand, the Bavli understands that even if they had the opportunity before Yontif, and they were Peshea and did not take up that opportunity, still they would have a Heter Giluach, based on the fact that even if one is Mechaven Melachte B'moyed, there is still a Heter Giluach, based on the Ramban and the Ritva, that Giluach is considered with Tzerech Eichon Nefesh, and with Tzerech Eichon Nefesh, even if one is Mechaven Melachte B'moyed, he is still allowed to do Melacha with Tzerech Eichon Nefesh. That is as far as Giwoch is concerned. As far as Kibos is concerned, even according to the Ramban, that there would have been a Heter Kibos is only based on the fact that Kibos involves Tzerech HaMayir. And therefore, even according to Ramban and Ritva, the Heter Kibos would only allow one to do a Maisa Hejit and not a Maisa Uman. Because again, as far as Kibos is concerned, one does not have the Cheshbin of the Ramban that Kibos is considered with Tzerech Echo Nefesh. Only Tikkun HaGuf is considered Tzerech Echo Nefesh. And therefore, as far as Kibos is concerned, we find that the Ramban agrees to Tesis that only a Maisa Hejit is Mutter based on the Heter of Tzerech HaMayit. Now let's go on to the Teretz of the Gemara. The Gemara says that the reason why Shar Kodam are Asurin is based on that Kedei Shoyikonsu Rego Kashemenu Volin, in order that they should not come into Rego when they're disgusting without being Megaleach, without doing Kibos. As Rashi explains, that had they had permission to be Megaleach during Chol Mayid, they would not be Megaleach before the Mayid. And therefore, they were coming to Rego Kashemenu Volim. Therefore, we said that one is not allowed to be Megaleach during Chol Mayid in order to ensure that they will be Megaleach before Yontif starts. Now, one has to know, is that Shar Kol Bnei Adam are Asurim, is it only because of the Stakona, Kidei Shoyikonsu Rego Kashemenu Volim? But as far as the Isser Melacha and Isser Tircha are concerned, there is no Isser whatsoever based on the fact that the Giwach is being done with Tzerech HaMayid. Or do we say that because Rabbanan were Cheshesh Hoyikonsu Weregal Kshemun Uvolim, Rabbanan said that the Isser Melacha of Chol HaMayid should remain, and there should not be a Heter of a Tzerech HaMayid. And if one was Megaleach on Chol HaMayid, he was over the Iser Melach of Chol HaMayid. He was not just over this new Takana of Sheikonsu Urego Kashemun Uvolim. This Shaila is really the Prima Gadim Shaila in Simon Tovkov Laman Aleph Mishpat Seisov Sivkatan Gimel. The Prima Gadim clears the following Shaila. We find in the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Zayin Mehochas Yontif that someone that has Melach on Chol HaMayid, he's loike makas mardos. The Prima Gadim asks, what will be the halacha if one was megaleach during Chol HaMayid? Does he also get makas mardos or not? V'chira, the shaila of the Prima Gadim is based on the two tzadim that we said before. If one understands that the Isser Giluach is a new Isser, which Rabbanon were mesaken kidei shoyikonis v'rego k'shemun uvolim, one would not get makas mardos. One only gets makas mardos being over the iser melach of Chol HaMayid. Only if one would understand that the iser giluach is an iser melacha, and the iser melacha remains, and Chazal said that there is no heter with tzerech hamayid if one is megaleach during Chol HaMayid, only then would we say that there is makas mardos for being megaleach during Chol HaMayid. So again, the Prima Gadim Safik, if one is Leike Makas Mardas for Giwuch and Chol HaMayid, is dependent upon the previous two tzadim. This Shaila is a Machlekes between Ramesha and Igris Mesha Rechem Chilakal of Simon Kuf Samach Gimel, and the Nachal Eshkol in Hochas Meikatan Vavelas Oisid Zayin. The Nachal Eshkol understands, and so too is Mashmos of the Neid Behudin or Rechem Simon Yud Gimel, that the Isser Giwuch and Chol HaMayid is an Isser Melacha. On the other hand, Ramesha argues, and Ramesha understands that the Isser Giwach and Chol HaMayid is not the regular Isser Melachas Chol HaMayid. It is only new Isser that Chazal or Mesaken Kadei Shoykansu or Rego Kashemun Uvolim, but there is no Isser Melachas Chol HaMayid whatsoever. Here in the Beis Yosef, one sees that the Isser Giwach is based on the Isser Melacha of Chol HaMayid. The Beis Yosef and Simon Tovkov from an Aleph asks the following kasha. The Beis Yosef asks, we find that the Rambam and Rosh left out the Gemara Shaila, that the Gemara asks, what is halacha ba'uman sha'avdolei aveda be'erv haregel? If an uman lost an aveda erv haregel, and he did not have a chance to be megaleach, is he allowed to be megaleach during Chol HaMayid or not? And the Gemara ends off with a teiku. The Beis Yosef asks, according to the Rosh and Rambam, that understands that the Isser Melach and Chol HaMayid is only an Isser Drabanan, we should say Safek Drabanan Kula, And therefore the Rambam and Rosh should bring down our Gemara, la'alacha l'kula, that an Uman sh'avdol le'aveda b'erva regal should have a heter to be megaleach based on the rule Sveika Drabban l'kula. That is the kasha of the Beis Yosef. We find that the Rabba and the Sfas Emes both ask on the Beis Yosef the following kasha. Why did the Beis Yosef find it necessary to ask the kasha on the Rambam and Rosh based on the fact that the Rambam and Rosh hold that the Isser Malach and Chol Meid is the only Isser Drabbanon? Even had the Isser been an Isser Deraisa, we should still say Safak Drabbanon Rokua, because again, over here we are referring to Giluach. And Giluach Letzerech HaMayid, the only Isser, is the only in Isser Kadesh HaYikantu Regal Kshemun Uvalim, which Rokuyam is the only in Isser Drabbanon. And therefore, even if one would hold that the Isser Malach and Chol Meid, generally speaking, is there Isa, but this Issa Giluach is only an Issa Drabbanon. And Okuyama, we should say Sveika Drabbanon Okua. So from the Beis Yosef, one sees that the Beis Yosef understands that if one would hold that the Issa Muach and Chol Meid is an Issa der Isa, so too Giluach is considered an Issa der Isa based on the fact that the Issa Muach remains in place. Based on Kadesh Hoikonsu Regal Kshem Nuvolim, the Issa Muach remains. And therefore, according to the Shitas that hold that the Isser Malach and Chol Meid is an Isser Deraisa, the Isser Giluach is an Isser Deraisa as well. And therefore, the Beis Yosef's Kash is only according to the Rambam and Rosh that understand that the Isser Malach and Chol Meid is only an Isser Drabbanon. That is one Raya, that the Isser Giluach is an Isser Malacha, not just the new Takana of Kadesh Vayikantzu Regal Kshem Nuvolim. Another Raya, it's from that we find in the Mi'iri, that the Mi'iri asks the following kasha. The Mi'iri asks, we find that the Gemara brings a raya, that were cheshesh kadesh shoykonsu regal kshem nuvolim, from that we find be'anshe mishmer, that the loch is be'anshe mishmer v'anshe maimud, that they are surin v'saper v'chabes, the whole entire week, v'v'chamishi mutarin v'pnei kvayda shabes, v'chamishi, they are mutar v'saper v'chabes, v'pnei kvayda shabes. The Mi'iri asks the following kasha. Just like we find that Anshe Mishmer v'Anshe Maimer are Asur Nosaper al-Chabes, based, as the Gemara says, Kadesh v'Yikonsu Mishmartam K'shem Unuvolim, and still we say v'Chamishi Mutarim v'Bnei Kvayda Shabbos, so too we should allow everyone with Saper al-Chabes during Chol Moed v'Bnei Kavod Yontif. Why do we say that only those that are mentioned in the Mishnah v'Heter Giluach, everyone should have a Heter Giluach v'Bnei Kvayda Yontif, just like the Anshe Mishmer and Anshe Maimer themselves have a Heter Mipnei Kvayd Shabbos? To answer this kash, we find that the Mi'iri says as follows. The Mi'iri and the Nachal Eshkol say that even though the Isser of Anshe Mishmer and Anshe Maimer and the Isser of other people to be Megaleach during Chol Moed are all based on the same Yisoid of Kdeshoi Kansu Kishem and Uvolim, either with Mishmartan or Werego, but still there is a fundamental difference between Anshe Mishmer and Anshe Maimud and the Isser Giluach during Chol Moed. As far as Anshe Mishmer and Anshe Maimud are concerned, their whole Isser is based on the Takana of Kadesh Vayikonsu v'Mishmartam Kishem Nuvolim. And therefore, Chazal said, that if Nei Kavod Shabbos, they are allowed, V'Saper L'Chabbos. On the other hand, as far as the Isser Giluach of Chol Moed, even though the Isser Giluach is based on that, the Chazal did not want one to come into Regal Kshem Unuvolim, but now the Isser is an Isser Malacha. Now the Isser is the regular Isser to do Malacha and Chol Moed. And therefore, since we are talking about the Isser of doing Malacha and Chol Moed, there is no Heter with Kavod Yontif to matter doing Malacha and Chol Moed. Only beyond Shemishma and Shemaima, that the only Isser that is involved is the Isser of Kadesh Vayikonsu Mishmartan Kshem Nuvolim, do we say that will cover Shabbos, there is a Heter for them, or Saper, or Chabbos. That is the Teretz of the Mi'iri and the Nachal Eshkol, which again is based on the understanding that the Isser Giluach and Chol Moed is an Isser Malacha, not just being over the Takana of Kadesh Vayikonsu Regal Kshem Nuvolim. Ochira the Shai was the basis of the Machlokes that we find between Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim, which is brought down in the Torah and Siman Tavkof Hamad Aleph, and so too in the Agos Maimoni. The Torah brings down that Rabbeinu Tam said the following Chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam said that one cannot be Megaleach is only if he was not Megaleach Erev HaRegel. If he was Megaleach Erev HaRegel, he he's a heter to be megaleach again during Chol HaMoed. The other Rishonim argue. The other Rishonim say that even if he was megaleach erev haregel, there is still no heter for him to be megaleach during Chol HaMoed. Well, here the basis of the Machlokes is based again upon the previous Shaila. If one is to understand that the Issa Geruach is only in order k'dei sh'yikonsu regel k'shem nevolim, is only because he's being over on the takana of k'dei sh'yikonsu regel k'shem nevolim, over here, that he was megaleach erev haregel, and he was not nichnas regel k'shem nevolim, such a person would have a heter even to be megaleach during Chol HaMoed. Again, because the only reason why one is not allowed to be megaleach during Chol HaMoed is only because he was nichnas regel k'shem nevolim. If he was not nichnas regel k'shem nevolim, such a person has a heter to be megaleach even during Chol HaMoed. On the other hand, those that argue in Rabbeinu Tam understand that the Isser is an Isser Melacha. And since the Isser is an Isser Melacha, only those that are mentioned in our Mishnah have a heter. Anyone that is not mentioned in our Mishnah remains with an Isser Melacha of Giluach. And even if he was megaleach erev haregel, but the Isser Melacha remains. That is a chayr pshat in the machlekes between Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim. For that reason, we find in the Neid Behuda that the Neid Behuda is mitzadid, that even according to the Rishonim that argue on Rabbeinu Tam and understand that even if one was megaleach erev haregel, he is still not allowed to be megaleach during the regel, one would still have a heter to be megaleach from a poyo who does not have what to eat. Because since, as far as a poyo that does not have what to eat, such a poyo is even allowed to do melacha, therefore there is no iser melacha whatsoever. And therefore, as long as he was megaleach erev haregel, he would be allowed to pay a poyo she'enu imayoichal to give him a haircut. That is the shita of the Neid Behuda. Now let's go a step further. In the Gemara we find the machlekes. What is the halacha if one has a katan that was born before Yantif? Is one allowed to be megaleach a katan that was born before Yantif during Chol HaMoed? Shmuel holds that only if the katan was born on Yantif itself is there a heter to be megaleach the katan during Chol HaMoed, because only by such a katan there is no opportunity to be megaleach him before Chol HaMoed, as the Gemara says, it's as if he was yatza mibeis ha'asurin, she'enucha beis ha'asurin gadol mizeh. On the other hand, of Sheish Abed Avidi is masni hachi, says the following in the name of Shmuel, that katan, one is allowed to be megaleach a katan during Chol HaMoed, even if he was born before Yantif. That the Rav Sheish Abed Avidi, in the name of Shmuel, says that even if the katan was born before Yantif, there is still a heter to be megaleach him during Chol HaMoed, is based on the fact, as Mepharshim explain, that by a katan, there is no iser for the katan himself to be nichnas haregel k'shum menuvel. Only a gadol has such an iser, and therefore, as far as a katan is concerned, there is no iser to be megaleach a katan during Chol HaMoed, because again, a katan was not over an iser with that he was not megaleach before the regel. And therefore, he is not included in the iser giluach of k'dei sh'yikonsu regel k'shem menuvelim. The first lashon of Shmuel that argues and says a katan that was born before Yantif, there is no heter to be megaleach such a katan, is l'chayra based on the fact that the first lashon of Shmuel understands that the iser is not an iser based on the fact that he was nichnas haregel k'shem menuvel, but rather there is an iser melacha of giluach. And for that reason, even a katan that was born before the regel, and the katan himself, was not over an iser with that he was nichnas haregel k'shem menuvel, still there is an iser to megaleach the katan based on the iser melacha of giluach. And so too we find in Reb Kiveger. Reb Kiveger asks the following kasha. From the first lashon of Shmuel, that Shmuel says that a katan that was born before Yantif, there is no heter to megaleach that katan during Chol HaMoed, from there the Gemara proves that just like there is an iser to be megaleach the katan during Chol HaMoed, so too avilos is neheges bekatan. As the Gemara is medayik that isurei moed and isurei avilos have the same halacha. Kiveger asks the following kasha: that there is an iser giluach during Chol HaMoed has absolutely nothing to do with the katan. The iser is an iser melacha that the megaleach is being over by being megaleach the katan, but it is not the katan's iser. And therefore, how can the Gemara say that just like we find that there's an Isser to Megalech the Katan, so too from there we see that Velos Neheges the Katan, the Isser Giluach is not the Katan's Isser. The Isser Giluach is only an Isser Malacha for the one who is being Megalech. So how can we prove from the Isser Giluach to the Isser Avelos on the Katan himself? That is the Kasha of Reb Kiva Iger, which again is based on the understanding that like the first Lashon of Shmuel, the Isser Giluach that we are referring to is an Isser Malacha. In the Tesis Rimi Parish we find that the Tesis Rimi Parish argues on the Nacha of Reb Kiva Iger and understands that even like the first Lashon of Shmuel, that Shmuel understands that someone that was Nilad before the Rego has an Isser Giluach during Chol Moed is not an Isser Malacha on the Megaleach, but rather there is an Isser on the Katan himself. That there is a halacha that Chazal said Kadeshoi Kansul Rego Kshem Nuvolim, that Isser applies to a Katan as well. And even Tanim are included in that Isser. And therefore the Gemara says that from that we see that a Katan is included in the Isser of Kadeshoi Kansul Rego Kshem Nuvolim, and there is an Isser Giluach on the Katan himself, so too from there we see that Avelos Neheges Bekatan. So again we have two tzadim as far as how to understand the Isser Giluach. Is the Isser Giluach based on the fact that he was over in Isser with that he was Nichnas Rego Kshumanovo, and Chazal answered one that was Nichnas Rego Kshumanovo to be Megaleach? Is that the Pshat? Or is the Pshat that the Isser Giluach is based on the Isser Moloch of Chol Moed? And based on Kadeshoi Kansu Rego Kshemunovoim, Chazal said that the Isser Malacha of Giluach remains in place even though the Giluach is being done with Tzerech HaMayid. That is, as far as Giluach is concerned. But now let's talk about Kibos. As far as Kibos is concerned, we find the Machlokes HaRishonim, what is the Isser Kibos? Is the Isser Kibos, again, based as Gemara says, Kadesh Hoikansu Rego Kshemunuvoim? That is how most of the Rishonim explain the Isser Kibos, that the Isser Kibos is the same Isser as the Isser Giluach. In the Sefer Chidushai Rabbeinu Shlomei ben Ayasim, we find a new pshat in the Isser Kibos, that the Isser Kibos is not based on the Gzeirah Shoykansu or Rego Kshemun Uvolim, but rather it is because there is Tercha and Uvda Dechol involved in Kibos. And since Kibos involves Tercha, and Kibos is considered an Uvda Dechol, it looks like a weekday activity. For that reason, there is an Isser Kibos, even with Tzerech HaMayid. That is how Rabbeinu Shlomei ben Ayasim explains the Isser Kibos. In other words, Isser Kibos and Isser Giluach are two completely separate Isurim according to Rabbeinu Shlomei ben Ayasim. The Isser Giluach is based on Kadesh Oikonsu Rego Kshem Unuvolim. The Isser Kibos is based on the fact that Kibos involves Tercha and Kibos is considered an Uvda Dechol. In Tesis with the Ramascho Sheinwe, we find the following Chiddush. Tesis brings down from the Yerushalmi that Bigdei Ketanim Mutar L'Chapsan, one is allowed to mechabes the Begadim of Ketanim based on the fact that Begadim of Ketanim are considered K'mi She'einwe Ela Cholok Echad. It's as if one only has one Cholok. Since they constantly get dirty, therefore they are considered as if one only has one Cholok, and just like we find in our Gemara, that one who only has one cholok has a heter to wash that cholok during Chol Moed, so too one is allowed to wash Bigdei Ketanim during Chol Moed. We find the following kasha in the Sefer Chalkas Binyamin. The Chalkas Binyamin asks that why did the Yerushalmi have to explain that the heter to wash Bigdei Ketanim is based on the fact that Bigdei Ketanim are considered as if one only has one cholok? Why can one explain the heter to wash Bigdei Ketanim, just like we find in the second Lashon of Shmuel, that one is allowed to be Megaleach even a Katan that was born before Yantif, based on that as far as a Katan is concerned, one cannot apply the rule of Shoykansu Rego Kshemun Uvolim? So if one would say that Tesis understands that the Isser Kibos is not based on that we say Shoykansu Rego Kshemun Uvolim, but rather, like Rabbeinu Shimon ben Ayasim, that the Isser Kibos is a new Isser, based on the fact that Kibos involves Tercha and is an Uvda Dechol, then one can explain the Yerushalmi very simply. That the reason why the Yerushalmi found it necessary to explain the Heter to wash Bigdei Ketanim during Chol Moed, based on the fact that Bigdei Ketanim are like someone who only has Cholok Echad, and the Yerushalmi did not say that the Heter Kibos is just like there's a Heter to be Megaleach HaKatan Shem Neilad before the Moed, is because the Iser Kibos is not the same Iser as Iser Giluach. And even though as far as Giluach is concerned, we say that there is no Iser Giluach for a katan that was born before the Mayed, because as far as a katan is concerned, one cannot apply the rule of Kedei Shoykan to a regular Kshem Nuvalim. On the other hand, as far as Iser Kibos is concerned, which is not based on Kedei Shoykan to a regular Kshem Nuvalim, one has to explain the Heter differently, which as Rishami explains, is because a katan is like Mishe Inwe Ela Cholok Echad. That is one way with which one can answer the kasha of the Chalkas Ben Yamin. Another way with which one can answer the Chalkas Ben Yamin is as we find in the Rabban Siman Tavkof Amad Aleph Zefav B'Shem HaTanya, that the Tanya says that even according to the second Lashon of Shmuel, that one is allowed to be Megaleach a katan that was born before the Yontif, that is only a Tinaik. That is only a katan that was born before the Mayid. If let's say one has a katan that is older, one does not have a heter to megaleach such a katan during Chol HaMoed. According to the Sefer HaTanya, one can say very simply in the Yerushalmi, that the reason why the Yerushalmi explains the heter to wash big dek tanim based on the fact that big dek tanim are considered like Mishayinu El Chol HaKachad is because the Yerushalmi is coming to explain why one is allowed to wash even big dek tanim that are older than one that was neilad before the Moed. As we find, the Magen Avraham in Siman Tavkof Amud Aleph of Katan Tes argues and understands that the heter of the second Lashon of Shmuel to Katan that was nearly before the Mayid applies to all Katanim. All Katanim have a heter Giruach during Chol HaMoed. So again, the Kasha and Tesis is back Shver. How does one understand why does the Yerushalmi need to explain that the heter to wash Big Dek Tanim is because Big Dek Tanim are considered like Misha Inu Yala Chol Kachar? Why can't the Yerushalmi explain the heter just like one is allowed to be Megaleach Tanim during Chol HaMoed? Well, based on that we said before, one can say as follows, that there is a fundamental difference between the Iser Giluach and the Iser Kibos. And even though both Iser Giluach and Iser Kibos are both based on the same Yisoid of Kedei Shoykan to a regal Kshem Nuvolim, but the Iser is fundamentally different. The Iser of Giluach is not an Iser Melacha. The Iser Giluach is only an Iser on the person himself for that he was Nichnas Uregal Kshem Nuvol. And based on the fact that he was Nichnas Uregal Kshem Nuvol, therefore there is a Knas that he is not allowed to be Megaleach himself. On the other hand, by Kibos, what Chazal said was completely different. Chazal said that based on that, Shoykanes Uregal Kshem Nuvol, there is an Iser Meleches Kibos. The Iser Melech of Kibos remains in place, and only those specific Heterim that are mentioned in the Mishnah have a Heter Kibos. And therefore, as far as Kibos is concerned, everyone agrees to the first Lashon of Shmuel that the Heter Kibos does not apply to a Katan. And for that reason, the Yerushalmi found it necessary to explain the Heter to wash Big Dek Tanim is only because Big Dek Tanim are like Misha Einoi Ela Cholok Echad. Now, to explain that we differentiate between the Iser Giluach and the Iser Kibos, and the Iser Giluach is only a Knas for that he was Nichnas Uregal Kshem Nuvol. On the other hand, the Iser Kibos is an Iser Melacha, which is based on Kedei Shoykonsu Uregal Kshem Nuvolim. L'chayah, the Pshat is as follows. That by Giluach, that we said that one that was Nichnas Uregal Kshem Nuvol can no longer have a Giluach, we no longer have to worry that people will be Nichnas Uregal Kshem Nuvolim, because he will no longer rely on the fact that he'll be able to have a Giluach during Chol HaMoed. On the other hand, as far as Kibos is concerned, if Chazal would just say that he has an Iser Kibos based on the fact that he was Nichnas Uregal without being Mechabes, that would not take care of the problem. Kedei Shoykonsu Uregal Kshem Nuvolim, because again, someone else can always be Mechabes his clothes. And even if he himself cannot be Mechabes his clothes, but what stops him from being Nichnas Uregal Kshem Nuvol if he can give his clothes to someone else to wash? Therefore, by Kibos, Chazal had to say something completely different. That based on the fact that we do not want people to be Nichnas Uregal Kshem Nuvolim, we kept the Iser Melach of Kibos in place. And therefore, everyone has an Iser Kibos. No one has a right to Mechabes these clothes. and only the specific heterim which are mentioned in the Mishnah have a heter kibos. And therefore, there is no longer any chash that one will be nichnas lerego keshuma novel without being mechabes, because again, he can no longer be mechabes on chol moed even by giving his clothes to someone else to be mechabes. That is how one can explain the difference between the iser giluach and the iser kibos. Go on to the next sugya. The Gemara on Amabei says the following halacha. Ovel einoi noyeg aveuse beregel. An ovel is not noyeg aveus during the regel. Shenemar v'shamachta b'chagecha. And the Gemara explains, I aveus demei kara, if he was an ovel beforehand, and then the regel came, osi asei derabim v'doche asei deyochid, asei derabim of yantif, is deicha asei deyochid of aveus. If he became an ovel during the regal, which is an asei diyochid, is not teicha the asei derabim, which is the asei of yontif. Now, before we start the actual Gemara, I'd like to remark them as far as the chi of avelos is concerned. Is the chi of avelos a chi of deraisa, or is the chi of avelos only a chi of derabonon? So we find four basic mahalchem in the Rishonim. The Rif in Brachas Tafid Aleph on the base brings down a shita that all 7 days of Avelos is a chiyuv midereisa, based on the pasuk Vayas Wa'oviv Edo Shivas Yomim. From there we learn out that there is a chiyuv Avelos Minatira for 7 days. The Rif and the Rambam in Perak Aleph Milchas Ovel Hocha Aleph argue, and they say that there is no chiyuv avelos minatera for 7 days. As the Rambam says that we do not learn out from the pasuk Vayas la'oviv evel shivas yomim, that there is a chiyuv avelos for 7 days, based on that, that nitna teirav nischacha alocha, and we do not learn out from kodem matan teira. That there is a chiyuv avelos for 7 days is based on a takana of Moshe Rabbeinu. As the Rambam goes on to say, Moshe Rabbeinu tikenu hem yisol shivas yimei avelos. The Rambam and Rif both say that even though there is no chiyuv minatira to be misabel for 7 days, but yet there is a chiyuv avelos minatira for the first day, as long as the kfura took place on the same day as the Yom HaMisa. That there is a chiyuv avelos minatira on the first day is based on that we find in the Torah that during the Yom HaMisa, one is considered an einin. And from the Din Aninos, we learn out the chiyuv avelos on the first day minatira. As the Rambam explains in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvos Asei Lamed Zayin. The Rosh and Sotu we find in Tesis argue and understand that there is no chiyuv avelos minatira whatsoever. As the Rosh brings down from the Ri, that we do not learn out from Aninos to Avelos. Aninos and Avelos have absolutely nothing to do one with the other. Masha oser bozeh, mutter bozeh, u'masha mutter bozeh, oser bozeh. Each one has its own distinct halachas. The Ravid has a fourth shita. The Ravid says that even though there is no din Avelos minatera, but yet there is an iser for one to cut his hair minatera all 30 days. And so too, one is not allowed to wash his clothes for 30 days. And that din is a din minatera. That is a shita of the Ravid. Now getting back to our Gemara, according to the shita that is brought down in the Rif, that there is a chiyuv avelos minatera for 7 days, one can explain our Gemara very simply. That our Gemara says that a regel is deicha, avelos, based on the fact that osi asei derabim medochi asei diyachid, means to say that the asei of samachta b'chagecho, which is considered an asei derabim, is deicha the mitzvah asei of avelos that one is mechuyav to misabel for 7 days. And so too, according to the Ravid, our Gemara is referring to the din dechia, that the asei derabim is deicha the asei diyachid, that one is mechuyav not to cut his hair, not to wash his clothes for 30 days. That is nidcha mikoyach the mitzvah of the samachta b'chagecha, which is again considered an asei derabim. But now, according to the Rambam and Rif themselves, that understand that the chiyuv avelos minatera is only for 1 day, and the Chiyuv Avelos is based on the Chiyuv Aninos, we find the Rif asks that as far as Aninos is concerned, we find a machlekes in the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kof. If that Aninos is Natira is only on the Yom HaMisa, or it even extends to the night after the Yom HaMisa. And we paskin that Aninos Natira only applies to the Yom HaMisa itself, and it does not extend to the night. Therefore, the Rif asks, what does our Gemara need? That say the Rabbim of Samachta v'chagecha to be deicha, that say the Yachar v'avelos. Once the regal starts at night, one no longer has a chiyuv avelos matera, because again, the chiyuv avelos matera is based on the chiyuv aninos, and aninos itself does not extend to the night. The Rif answers the kasha by saying that that the Gemara said, Osi asay the Rabbim v'dachi asay the Yachar, is coming to explain that one is not noyeg avelos b'regel, even according to the Manda Omar, who holds that Aninos extends even into the night. And so to Avelos Daraisa will extend into the night. Therefore, the Gemara says that the reason why one is not Neig Avelos Berego, because Asi Asei Derabim, Medachi Asei Deyachid, according to the Manda Omar, that Aninos does not extend into the night, the Gemara would not have said Asi Asei Derabim, Medachi Asei Deyachid. The Gemara could just have said that the Asei Daraisa is Deicha, that is the sheets of the Rif. But now, according to the Rosh and the other Balei HaTosfos that understand that there is no Chiyuv Avelos Minatera whatsoever, one has to understand, how do they understand the Gemara? That the Gemara says that the reason why one is not Neig Avelos Berego is only based on the fact that Asi Asei Derabim V'dachi Asei Deyachid. There is no Asei Deyachid, because again, there is no Chiyuv Avelos Minatera whatsoever. To answer this kash, we find two Mahalchim. Tesis, but the Bramasko Asei Deyachid explains as follows. That the Asei Derabim itself, which is being Deichad Asei Deyachid, the Asei Derabim of Ishamachta V'chagecha, that one is Mechuyiv in Simcha, which contradicts the Chiyuv Avelos, is only a Chiyuv Simcha Medrabanon. The Chiyuv Deraisa of Simcha is only referring to the Chiyuv Shalmei Simcha. And in Atira there is no other Chiyuv Deraisa besides for Shalmei Simcha. And therefore, the Gemara's Asei Derabim is referring to Asei Derabonon Derabim, is Deicha the Asei Deyachid Derabonon of Avelos. The Rosh, on the other hand, argues, and the Rosh understands that there is a Chiyuv Deraisa of Simcha, which does not only refer to the Chiyuv Shalmei Simcha, but even without Shalmei Simcha, there is a Chiyuv Menatera of the Samachta B'Chagecha. And so too we find in the Rambam in Perek Vav Milchas Yontav Lachet HaSayin and Barichos Neshagas Aryeh Simen Samachay and in the Minchas Baruch in Dine Yontav Simen Ayin Zayin. The Rosh therefore goes on to explain our Gemara as follows. That our Gemara is Karilei Avelos La'asei. The reason why the Gemara refers to Avelos as an asei is based on the fact that Avelos has an asmachta from a pasuk. That our Gemara found it necessary to explain that the reason why one is not Noyeg Avelos Berego is based on that Asi Asei Derabim V'dachi Asei Deyachid is in order to explain that even though Chachamim were also Chizek V'Devreim K'shal Torah and sometimes they were Maimed Devreim B'Makom Asei and Chachamim were Iker Din Torah B'Shei V'Al Ta'aseh, like we find for example by Shofar, that Chazal said not to blow shofar on Shabbos, based on the koyach that Chazal have to be oiker, a din Torah b'sheva al tasa, over here they were not machmir olav. And therefore we say, Asi asei derabim, v'deicha asei deyachad devrayim. That is how the Rosh explains our Gemara. From that, the Rosh explains that one could have said that our Rabbanon were maimid devrayim b'mokrim the mitzvah asei of ishamachta b'chagacha, based on the koyach that Rabbanon have to be Iker Din Torah B'Sheva Al Tasa, one sees that the Rabbanon of a Koyach to be Iker Din Torah B'Sheva Al Tasa is not dependent upon how he is Iker the Din Torah. Even if he is Iker the Din Torah with a Maisa, for example over here, if one would be Noyeg Avelos Beregel, he will be Iker the Din Torah with a Maisa being Noyeg Avelos, still it is considered as if one is being Iker Din Torah B'Sheva Al Tasa, because all he is being Iker is the mitzvah sasei of ishamachta v'chagecha. And one does not look at how he's being eikar the din Torah,
but rather which din Torah is he being oiker. And so it's what we find in the Ritva B'Shem the Balei HaTesis that explain that we find in our Gemara. That our Gemara asks the following shayla, Menuda mau shen yinayg niduya berego. Does a menuda act like a menuda during Yontif? Tesis explains that even though Nidui is only Midrabanon, the Gemara has a tzad, the Rabbanon were machmir, that the Nidui should be deicha the rego, based on the fact the Rabbanon have a koyach to be oikered in Teir v'shev al tasa, as Ritva explains, v'hocha shev al tismach b'chagechahu. The Ritva and Ramban, on the other hand, argue. And the Ritva and Ramban say that such an Akira is considered an Akira b'kum v'asei, because again, he's being oikered the dentera through doing a maisa, through being noyeg, as a menuda. Therefore, the Ramban and Ritva both say that from our Gemara one sees that a dinidoi is a din d'araisa, not a din d'rabanan. And only based on that a dinidoi is a din d'araisa, does our Gemara have a tzad that a menuda should be noyeg niduye berego. Now, getting back to our Gemara, that our Gemara says an ovel was not noyeg aviuse berego. Based on that, that we osi asei diyochid, the dochi asei dirabim, we find a tremendous machlikis harishenim. As we find in the Gemara Ksuvas Haftarim Aleph, the Gemara Ksuvas Haftarim Aleph says the following halacha, that even where we say that ein avelos noyeg, still the halacha is a tvorim shebetzina noyeg, and acts as if he is an ovel privately. Now, there is a tremendous machlokes harishanim. Does this halacha of dvarim shebetzina noyeg apply only to Shabbos? That even though one is not noyeg avelos b'Shabbos, but still one is noyeg avelos b'tzina? Or does the Gemara's halacha apply even to Yontif? Our Gersa and the Gemara in Ksuvas Avtaudim and Aleph, and so too is the Shita of Tosfos, the Rosh, and the Ramban, that the halacha of dvarim shebetzina applies to Yontif as well, even on Yontif. Even though an ovel is not noyeg aviuse berego, still the ovel is mechuyev to be noyeg dvarim shebetzina. He is mechuyev to act as an ovel in private. The Rambam, on the other hand, the Perikyon Mehilchos Ovel, Halacha Aleph and Halacha Gimel, says that there is a difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Only on Shabbos is one noyeg dvarim betzina, but as far as regolim are concerned, one is not noyeg even dvarim shebetzina. And so too is a shita of the Ritva and Meikatan Daf Chav Gimel Mebeis. Now, to explain the Shita of the Rambam, who differentiates between Shabbos and Yontif, and even though an Ovel is Noig Dvarim Shabbatina on Shabbos, but he is not Noig Dvarim Shabbatina on Yontif, we find following explanation in the Ramban. The Ramban in Teres Ha'adam explains the Rambam as follows. The difference between Shabbos and Yontif is based on that the day of Shabbos counts towards his days of Avelos. On the other hand, the days of Yontif do not count towards his days of Avelos. And he has to count another Shivas Yimei Avelos after Yontif ends. On the other hand, Shabbos is included in the Shivas Yimei Avelos. Therefore, from that we see that Shabbos is included in the Shivas Yimei Avelos, one sees that Shabbos itself is considered one of the days of Avelos. And for that reason, there is a chiyuv to be noyeg dvarim shebetzina on Shabbos, because again, Shabbos is one of his days of Avelos. On the other hand, Yontif, which is not considered his Shivas Yimei Avelos, there is no Chiyuv even to be Noyeg Dvarim Shebetzina. From the Ramban, Ochir one sees that there are two components to Avelos. There is the actual Shivas Yimei Avelos, that the days are days of Avelos, and then there is a secondary Chiyuv, the one is Mechuyev, to act as an Ovel. And therefore, even though on Shabbos, there is no chiyuv to be noyeg b'aveilos, and for that reason, one is not noyeg aveilos b'farhesia, but since the days are yimei aveilos, the day of Shabbos itself is one of the days b'aveilos, therefore there is a chiyuv to be noyeg dvarim shebetzina. On the other hand, by Yontif, that the days of Yontif are not considered yimei aveilos at all, one does not have a chiyuv even to be noyeg dvarim shebetzina. That is how the Ramban explains the sheets of the Rambam. Ramban asks that we find by Chassin that the days of a chasen, the shivas mea mishter, not oila for shivas mea velos. After the shivas mea mishter are over, he has to count shivas mea velos. And still, the halach is one is noig dvarim shebetzina. One sees, even though the yomim
are not oila l'minyan shiva, still there is a chiyuv to be noig v'arm shabitzina. And therefore the Ramban asks, by Yontif we should say the same thing, that even though the yamim of Yontif are not oila l'minyan shiva, still there should be a chiyuv to be noig v'arm shabitzina. Another raya that one can bring, that the basis of the Rambam, that one is not noig v'arm shabitzina on Yontif, is not because the yamim of Yontif are not oila l'minyan shiva, is from that one sees in the Rambam in Perakion Mihochasava Lachates, that the last day of Yontif in Chutz Laretz is only a Yontif Midrabanan, that day is Oilo Minyan Shiva. One starts counting a Minyan Shiva from the last day of Yontif, from Yontif Sheni at the end of Yontif. Even though the halacha is, the Rambam understands that one is not Noyeg Dvorim Shabbatina, even on Yontif Sheni, the last day of Yontif. Someone sees again that even though Yontif Sheni is Oilo, still one is not Noyeg Dvorim Shabbatina. So again, one sees that these two things are not dependent one on the other. Being oila does not necessarily mean that one is noig dvarim shabbatina, and so too, even where the yamim are not oila minyan shiva, does not necessarily mean that he is not noig dvarim shabbatina. Like we see by Chassin, that even though the days are not oila, still he is noig dvarim shabbatina, like the kasha of the Ramban. We find in Reb Shmuel and Ksuvas Mavav, and so too in the Sefer Zeis LeYaakov and Ksuvas Mavav, that say the following teretz. That the Rambam understands that Dvarim Shabbatina, or only Noeg and Shabbos and not Noeg and Yontif, is based on the fact that Yontif has a mitzvah of Simcha, and Simcha's Yontif contradicts Avelos. And the Simcha of Yontif contradicts even to be Noeg Dvarim Shabbatina. And for that reason, he is not Noeg Dvarim Shabbatina based on the fact that Dvarim Shabbatina come in conflict with the Chiyuv of the Samachta B'Chagecha. And so too by Yontif Sheni, the last day of Yontif, since Yontif Sheni has the mitzvah of Simcha, therefore one is not noig Dvarim Shabbatina, again based on the fact that even Dvarim Shabbatina are in conflict with the mitzvah of Simcha. On the other hand, Shabbos, which does not have the mitzvah of Simcha, the whole din of Shabbos, that one is not noig Avelos B'Farhesi on Shabbos, is only because of Kavod Shabbos. Therefore, only Avelos B'Farhesia, one is not Noeg on Shabbos, because only Avelos B'Farhesia is a stira to Kavod Shabbos. But Dvarim Shabbatina, which is not a stira to Kavod Shabbos, one is Mechuyev to be Noeg Dvarim Shabbatina on Shabbos. And therefore, one can answer the kasha of the Ramban. Again, the Ramban asks, why by Chassin do we find that even though the Shivas Me'a Mishter, not Eilu, or Shivas Me'a Avelos, still the Chassin is Mechuyev to be Noeg Dvarim Shabbatina? Again, the answer is that a chosin is not noyeg avelos is not based on the fact that he has a chiyuv simcha, but rather it is based on the fact that chosin is doima lemelech. And therefore, as the pasuk says, melech b'yoyfiyei techezeno einecha, for that reason he is not noyeg avelos, because if he would be noyeg avelos, that would take away from the yoyfi that a chosin has to have based on the fact that a chosin is doima lemelech. And therefore, only Aveos Preferhesia is a Chosin not Noeg, because only Aveos Preferhesia takes away from the Yoifi of the Chosin. On the other hand, Aveos Betzina, which does not take away from the Yoifi of the Chosin, even a Chosin is Mechuyev to be Noeg Dvarim Shabbatina. Even though a Chosin has a Chiyuv Simcha, but since the Shivas Me'a Mishta are not intrinsically Yemei Simcha, for that reason, the only reason why he is not Noeg Aveos is only based on the fact that a chosin is doy melech. That's how Reb Shmuel explains the sheets of the Rambam. Go on to the next sugya. The Gemara asks the following shaila: Metzira mahu sheyinek tzarati beregel. Does a metzira act like a metzira during the regel? To explain the Gemara shaila, we find by Reb Chaim Chidush Agracha Hashas, and so too in the Sefer Zeichi Yitzchak Simem Mem Dalet, that explain the Gemara shaila as follows. That every mitzvah is made up of two parts. There is a tumah of a mitzvah, and then there is a second part of a mitzvah that a mitzvah has a din like an oval. As we find in the Gemara later that a mitzvah has a chiyuv priyo prima. The mitzvah has a chiyuv to let his hair grow long, and so too he has a chiyuv to tear his clothes, which are mechiyuvei avelos. That our Gemara asks, if mitzvah is noyeg tzarate beregel, is referring to the din avelos that a mitzvah has. As far as the dinei tumah that a mitzvah has, any dinim,
which are based on the tumah of a metzirah, that is parshat that even berego, a metzirah has to be noyig those dinim. For that reason, we find on the Gemara before that the Gemara on Daf Zayin says, Kohen is not roya negoim during Yontif lahachmir, which, as the Gemara explains, is an order not to take away from him tzavsa da'oma, because he'll be sent out of the three machanais, is not dependent upon our Gemara Shaila. Even according to the tzad of our Gemara, that a metzirah is not noig tzirati berego, he will still be sent out of three machanais, because the halacha of shiluach machanais is not dependent upon tumas metzirah. The Gemara brings the following raya. Omirava tashma v'atarua l'rabeis kain gadol. V'atarua is coming to himarba kain gadol, the even kain gadol could become a metzirah. Rava asks, V'kain gadol d'chol ha'shona k'rego k'ol yal medami. A kain gadol, the whole entire year of a kain gadol, is considered like a rego for everyone else. D'tnan kain gadol makriv einein. Ve'ino yoichel. Shema mina, from here we see from that a kain gadol could become a metzirah. From here we see that even during the rego one is noyig as a metzirah. To explain the Gemara's raya, that we see that a kain gadol k'ol ha'shona k'kula, it's considered like a rega, we find three mahalchim the Rishonim. Teisrit explains, like the Parshat Shana in our Gemara, from that we see that Kohen Gadol is a makriv when he is an einin, from there we see that Kol HaShana Kua is considered like a rega. From that a Kohen Gadol could do Aveda, even when he is an einin, even though a regular Kohen cannot do Aveda when he is an einin, from there we see that Kol HaShana Kua Karegol Dami, and we do not treat him like an einin, as far as a Kohen Gadol doing Aveda. That is how the Teisrit explains our Gemara. Rashi explains our Gemara that from that we see that a Kohen Gadol is makriv einin, so too from there one can learn out that a Kohen Gadol can actually send karbonis to be brought for him in the Beis HaMikdash. As the Menachas Baruch and Siman Ha'Niches Hanaf Beis explains, that when the Mishnah says Kohen Gadol is makriv einin, there are two halachas that are included in the halacha of Kohen Gadol makriv einin. First of all, that a Kohen Gadol can actually do Aveda when he is an einin. And second of all, that a Kohen Gadol has a right to send karbonis even when he is an einin. Even though, generally speaking, an einin cannot send karbonis. If you find in the Gemara Vayter and after Svavim Abeis that an einin cannot send karbonis, but still a Kohen Gadol has a right to send karbonis based on the fact that Kol HaShana of a Kohen Gadol is Karegol Damya. The Ritva, on the other hand, explains that the Gemara's raya that a Kohen Gadol Kol HaShana Kua Karegol Dami is not from the halacha makriv einin. The Gemara is just quoting the beginning of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah goes on to say that a Kohen Gadol is not Pireo Pirim. That a Kohen Gadol, even when he is an Ovel, does not let his hair grow long and does not tear his clothes. From there we see that Kol HaShana Kua Karegol Dami, and therefore he does not act as if he is in Avelos. That is how the Ritva explains our Gemara's raya. According to Rashi and the Ritva, from that the Gemara did not bring a raya, from the actual fact that a Kohen Gadol could be makriv einin, to prove that a Kohen Gadol Kol HaShana Kua Karegol Dami, one sees that even on a regal itself, there is no heter for an einin to bring karbonis. As we find, the Reb Shmuel and Zichron Shmuel, Simon Lamadalid, explains B'Shem the Brisker of, that there are two parts to an einin. There is the actual fact that the person is an einin, that his status is the status of an einin, and then there is a secondary halacha, that an einin is mechuyev to be noyheg dinei aninos. And that we say, that there is no aninos berego, does not refer to the status of the person, but rather it refers to how an einin has to act. Does an einin during regal have to act b'dinei aninos? The halacha is that during the regal, an einin does not act b'dinei aninos. He does not act as if he's an einin, but still his status is the status of an einin. For that reason, even an einin b'regal is not allowed to do avoda the karbonis. But since his status is the status of an einin, for that reason he is pasul avoda an einin. Whoever has a status of an einin is possible to do aveda in the Beis HaMikdash. That the Kohen Gadol can do aveda is only a special gzeiras hakasev. That a Kohen Gadol who does aveda does not have the psul aninos. But from there we will not see that Kol HaShana Kua Karegol Dami. Because again,
even on a regal itself, one would not be allowed to do avodah b'karbanos. For that reason, Rashi and the Ritva both explain that the raya of the Gemara is not from the fact that a Kohen Gadol can actually do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, but rather the raya is from that, as Rashi explains, that a Kohen Gadol has the right to be Mishaleach Karbanosav, and that an Einan is not Mishaleach Karbanosav is not based on the status that he is an Einan, but rather it is based on the halacha that an Einan is Noeg Dinei Aninos. And one of the Dinei Aninos that an Einan is Noeg with is that he is not Mishaleach Karbanosav. And for that reason, from that we see that a Kohen Gadol has a right to be Mishaleach Karbanosav, from there we see that Kol Hashana Kula Karegel Dami, and therefore a Kohen Gadol is not Mechuyev to be Noeg Dinei Aninos, even though his status is a status of an Einan. So to the Ritva. The Ritva that explains the Gemara's Raya from that a Kohen Gadol who is an Ovo is not Pereo Purim is also based on that even though the Kohen Gadol has a status of an Einan, still he is not Mechuyev to be Pereo Purim, because again, based on the Rach of Kol Hashana Kula Karegel Dami, he does not act as if he is an Ovo. With this Yesod, one can answer the Kasha that the Rishonim ask, that if we say that Kol Hashana Kula Karegel Dami, why is it that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to eat Karchim? Well, again, based on the previous Yisrael, the Teretz is as follows, that even though Kohen Gadol Kula Hashana Karegel Dami, but again, since his status is a status of an Einin, therefore the halacha is that a Kohen Gadol cannot eat Karchim, because that an Einin cannot eat Karchim is not a halacha, midinei hanhogas aninos, the way an Einin has to act. But rather, it is halacha in Karchim, that Karchim cannot be eaten by an Einin. Anyone who is in the status of an Einin, Karchim cannot be eaten by such a person. And therefore, even on a regal itself, there is halacha that an Einin cannot eat Karchim, based on the fact that even on a regal itself, his status is the status of an Einin. That is the mashmos of the Ritva, and so too is the mashmos of the Meiri and Psachim Daf Tzadi. Reis HaSvir, on the other hand, explains the difference that we say that a Kohen Gadol could be makriv einin, but not eat kachem, based on the fact that only as far as avodas karbanos do we say kol hashana kula karegel dami. As far as eating karbanos is concerned, we do not say kol hashana kula karegel dami. To explain that we only say kol hashana kula karegel dami when it comes to the Kohen Gadol doing avodah b'kachem, and not when it comes to the Kohen Gadol eating kachem, we find in the Sefer Zechi Yitzchak the following pshat. But only as far as a Kohen Gadol doing Aveda b'Karbanos do we see something special about his Aveda. Do we treat him as a Kohen Gadol? Because the Aveda of a Kohen Gadol in Karbanos is different than the Aveda of a Kohen Hedyot in Karbanos. And therefore we only treat him different only as far as his Aveda is concerned. As far as Achilas Kachim, there is no difference between the Achilas Kachim of a Kohen Gadol and the Achilas Kachim of a regular Kohen. And therefore, as far as Achilas Kachim is concerned, we do not treat him any different than a regular Kohen, and for that reason, as far as Achilas Kachim, we do not say Kuei Shona Karegel Dami. That is the pshat that the Zechi Yitzchak says to explain the Tesis Rid.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.